I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. La La Land is a crowd pleaser, if ever there was one, and I couldn't be more pleased to be part of the crowd. Damien Chazelle's musical is consistently daring and occasionally sublime. It does what the movies have all but forgotten how to do, sweep us up into a dream of love that's enhanced in an urgent present by the mythic power of Hollywood's past. The lovers are Mia, an aspiring actress and practicing barista, and Sebastian, a struggling jazz pianist who's dedicated to helping keep jazz alive. They're played superlatively by Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling. Both Mia and Seb are enchanted by the past. Damien Chazelle finds the past enchanting too, but he uses it astutely without becoming its prisoner. It's as if he'd summoned up everything he loves from the golden age of movie musicals, including the sweet or silly clichés, and hit a refresh button. The result is untainted by sentiment or irony. It's a bittersweet love story told through exuberant dance, lovely music, and a succession of tender, funny, or heart-stopping encounters between two captivating dreamers. A word of proportion rather than caution is in order about the musical numbers. This is not the golden age of Hollywood, in case you hadn't noticed. La La Land was not produced with the prodigious resources of MGM at its zenith. And the movie's co-stars, far from being larger-than-life icons, are very much of this time. Their dancing is more endearing than dazzling. Their singing stirs the heart without shaking the rafters. If they were more polished, they'd be less appealing to today's moviegoers. That said, however, Emma Stone summons up a plenty good enough voice that carries breathy echoes of Audrey Hepburn and Funny Face or Catherine Deneuve in The Umbrellas of Cherbourg, and she combines it with startling fervor in Mia's climactic audition. The effect of that scene is absolutely stunning. Ryan Gosling's performance is understated with a tinge of touching earnestness, but it's also very witty and commandingly smart. And he does his character's fluent piano playing without benefit of doubles on screen or on the soundtrack. It's an achievement I found astonishing. The two had a terrific bedroom scene together in Crazy Stupid Love. Here, their perfection from start to finish. Clearly, this wonderful film will strike a special sequence of chords for people like me who grew up on classic musicals, but it'll be fascinating to see how it plays to young audiences with their supposed resistance to the idea of people bursting into song and dance for no logical reason. They don't actually burst here. They sort of slide into their songs and dances, but still. I almost never talk about box office prospects in a review, but this is an exception. I hope La La Land will be a hit for the ages, for all ages. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week. More reviews.